Instead, for the first time during the 11 years of the Whooping Crane program, cranes that followed ultralight aircraft will stay the rest of the winter in Alabama. The FAA stopped the ultralight planes there for a while in December, and when that regulatory dispute was cleared up, the cranes apparently didn't want to fly onto the Florida wildlife refuges, where the plane-led migration traditionally ends. The 9 young birds will now be loaded onto trucks and taken 70 miles to the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge in northern Alabama. Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation says not driving the birds to Florida should make them more likely to migrate back to Wisconsin this spring.
Having been boxed and driven that route, not actually having to fly it themselves, when they initiated their return migration, their sort of trajectory would be off, and they may end up too far east, so, you know, in Michigan or even further east.
Garland says the Wheeler Refuge is close to the crane's typical migration route, and 7 older whoopers and thousands of sandhill cranes are wintering at Wheeler. Tom McKenzie of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the young cranes should enjoy their stay.
Great lakes and great wetlands. Obviously, it's chosen by 11,000 sandhills, so there's plenty of food for them at that location.
McKenzie says to begin with, the whoopers will have an enclosure to try to protect them from predators. But he says when the birds are let out in the company of older cranes, they could face challenges. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.